Scarlet Town, where I was born, there was a fair maid dwelling. I picked her out to be my own, and her name was Barbary Allan. Barbary Allan, her name was Barbary Allan. All in the merry month of May, when green buds all were swelling, this young man on his deathbed lay for the love of Barbary Allan. Barbary Allan, for the love of Barbary Allan. He sent his servant to the town, to the place where she was dwelling, saying, "You must come to my master dear, if your name be Barbary Allan. Barbary Allan, if your name be Barbary Allan." So slowly she put on her clothes, and slowly she came nigh him, and all she said when there she came, "Young man, I think you are dying. You are dying, young man, I think you are dying." "A dying man, oh, don't say so. One kiss from you could cure me. One kiss from me you never shall have, though your poor heart is breaking, is breaking, though your poor heart is breaking." He turned his pale face to the wall, and death was in him dwelling. "Adieu, adieu, my dear friends all, and adieu to Barbary Allan. Barbary Allan, adieu to Barbary Allan." As she was walking through the fields, she heard the bell a-tolling, and every note it seemed to say, "Hard-hearted Barbary Allan, Barbary Allan, hard-hearted Barbary Allan." And as she was walking through the town, she saw his coffin coming. "You little hearts, pray set him down, that I may gaze upon him, that I may gaze upon him." "My bed, and make it soft and narrow. My true love died for me today, and I shall die tomorrow, tomorrow, and I shall die tomorrow. And Father, come and dig my grave, and dig it deep and narrow. My true love died for me today, and I shall die of sorrow, of sorrow, and I shall die of sorrow. A little while after this fair maid died, and desired to be buried by him, and repented herself before she died, that ever she did deny him, that ever she did deny him.